last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's go to the movies. Olivia Fahey is with us to review the new releases. And let's start with, well, a live action remake of a 2016 hit animation from Disney. Let's see if you recognize this one.
Moana, I want to know about you. Tell me about your hopes, your dreams.
Well, I guess I kind of jumped.
Time's up. I got to bounce.
Maui. Shapeshifter. You stole the heart of Tefiti and cursed the whole world. If you restore the heart, you'd be everyone's hero.
Maui, Maui, you're so amazing. Look at the definition of this girl's.
It's true, I do have beautiful hair.
What can I say except you're welcome? I'm sailing away, away, you're welcome.
This mission has no chance. We gotta go through a whole ocean of bad.
We can do this.
Maui's not spelled with a we, it's spelled with an I.
Are you kidding?
Good job, me. And she's back. Sometimes in life, you're the hero. And sometimes, you're the bait.
Wait, what?
What are you doing in the realm of monsters?
Pick an eye, babe. I can't concentrate on what I'm saying if you... Yeah, just pick one.
Hey, crab cake! I'm back.
Yet another live-action remake. Olivia, how many Disney live-action remakes have we had now at this stage?
Too many, if you ask me. And that's even coming from someone who is a self-declared Diz nerd. And I'm even getting tired of these remakes, especially because with Moana, I think what surprised everybody the most, as you said, the original animation only came out in 2016. So this is barely 10 years old. So how can it warrant another film so closely? Like, we only had Moana 2 coming out recently enough as well. So we've already been expanding on the universe in terms of its own animation, 1, 2, maybe there might be even a third animated outing soon as well. So why do we necessarily need another live action remake, especially over Moana? I just couldn't make any sense of it. To me, I think the only reason for it was the fact that Dwayne Johnson was going to wear a wig as Maui so he could reprise the role. And, you know, as much as it gave us a giggle, I don't think that's reason enough to spend millions of dollars on another film like this.
What's the story here?
So essentially, Moana is feeling like the call of the sea, and her parents are very much like, no, 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 like, we are land people. You're not going off. It's dangerous out there. But she decides to defy them and to go and explore the seas and find Maui, this demigod who stole the heart of Tefiti, which she has now found. And she wants to go and restore it, but she's going to need his help to do it. So Maui is played by Dwayne Johnson yet again. And then we've got Catherine Lagaya, who I'm pretty sure I've butchered her surname there. But she is taking on the role of Moana. And it's actually her feature film debut, which is fabulous. But unfortunately, the film itself, it's just not different enough to kind of show us why we wanted this live action remake. I think it is literally nearly a line for line and a scene for scene remake.
It also sounds remarkably similar to The Little Mermaid.
To a certain extent, yes. And, you know, with the only difference with that is that Moana's call to the sea, as opposed to Ariel's call to the land, is that there's no boy involved. I know Maui is there, but she's not kind of like romantically linked to him. He's more of a kind of mentor figure, whereas Ariel had fallen in love with a human, and that's why she was drawn to the land. So there is a few differences there, but I can see where you're going with that for sure.
Okay, let's talk about Enola Holmes 3, which is available on Netflix now to watch at home. And tell us about Enola Holmes 1 and 2. How popular have they been?
So they've actually been pretty popular. And I enjoy a good kind of like mystery that needs to be solved. I'm quite a big fan of like the Poirot. Anything Agatha Christie is kind of where I land. And I actually found the first two Enola Holmes movies to be kind of in that vein to a certain extent. But it's kind of like taking a bit of a Sherlock Holmes tale and making it with a twist by having it be Enola Holmes, who is Sherlock's sister. And essentially Henry Cavill is playing Sherlock in the franchise, and the way he and Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Enola, interact, like, they do have that kind of sibling rivalry sort of air to them, which is enjoyable for a lot of people, I think. But in this instance, in the third outing, she is actually getting married to her Lord Nincompoop. That's, she literally calls him a nincompoop constantly, and because I can never remember his name, I just call him Lord Nincompoop. And they are getting married in Malta, but Sherlock goes missing and Enola must try to find him and solve one last mystery before she marries the love of her life.
Let's hear a clip from it in which Enola Holmes, played by Millie Bobby Brown, confronts her brother Sherlock, played by Henry Cavill, who doesn't approve of her plans to marry.
Sherlock! Where have you been?
It is none of your concern.
What business have you in Malta? Is this a new case? And if so, why wouldn't you include me? Who is that man you are watching?
Enola, I'm tired.
Or are you simply just distracting yourself from the boredom of watching your sister commit to something you have no stake in?
Oh, it is I that is seeking distraction.
You are making a judgment. It is not a subtle one.
I do not blame you for it. If I were in your situation, I would seek distraction too. Why would you give away your freedom to these people?
I am not
people?
Giving away freedom. I am simply marrying a lord. I
what
knew what I was getting myself into.
To be so predictable and mundane.
Of course, you can't understand an act
what
of love.
A marriage offer of mine such as yours? You give up your name, your standing as a detective.
I will keep working.
Take on title and tradition that you cannot understand. No, you are better than that. You are a Holmes.
And what good is that name? My father's dead. My eldest brother, a bore. My mother, a stick of dynamite long since exploded. And all that's left is you. And if this is how you choose to love me, then I would rather lose my name for eternity.
Olivia, who's this for, and is it any good?
So it's kind of for people who do like that kind of sleuth film. It's, I think, aimed at a slightly younger generation than
the
likes
of
the Christie's. Yeah, especially with Millie Bobby Brown. And it is quite a coming of age story for the character of Enola, where she's gone from like young teenager running amok and running away to like this adult who is trying to come into her own, make a life for herself and, you know, make her own choices, especially with who she wants to marry, which clearly, as we heard there, Sherlock is not too pleased with it. So it's definitely for a younger audience who like a murder mystery that they want to solve, but also probably for people who are somewhat familiar with the Sherlock tales. It does sort of take those stories and put the little twist on them, which I've always found quite interesting. Now, this is the third installment, and as much as I did enjoy it, it does seem like the franchise is kind of running out of steam. So while, you know, Netflix may decide to make another one, but I do kind of hope that this one is the last, because I think it kind of rounds out the trilogy nicely.
Okay, and then we have, what is it? We have a horror movie, is it? Evil Dead Burn?
Yes, so horror fans have been waiting for this one, because the Evil Dead franchise, which was actually created by Sam Raimi, that has been quite a fan favourite for many years, mostly actually because it kind of blended horror and comedy. But the later ones, they've kind of gone away from the comedy aspect and just dove straight into the horror and gore. Evil Dead Rise was the previous installment, and it was actually directed by Lee Cronin, Dublin's own. He went on to do his own version of The Mummy. And now we have Sebastian Vanacek, who has taken on the reins for Evil Dead Burn. And oh boy, has he taken those reins and run with it. It is a gore fest, to be blunt.
Any good, though?
So I am a big scaredy cat, and I watched this film through my fingers. And for the bits that I saw, you know, gory, gruesome, all of that, but still quite enjoyable. Like, for horror fans, I think this is going to be a film that stands out for them. Horror has been on the rise in recent years. Like, we've got Backrooms has been doing well at the box office. Obsession is now in the top five domestically at the box office for the year so far in the States. So horror is definitely something that people are gravitating towards to, and clearly going to the cinema to go and see it. And with Evil Dead Rise having probably the one of the biggest sort of fan back catalogues for people to go to, I think this is going to draw people in just purely because of the name, and curiosity will always get the better of people, I think, when it comes to these horror movies. I found that I wasn't as connected to the characters themselves as I was with Evil Dead Rise. you just didn't really care as each one was kind of getting knocked off. So you kind of miss that connection there. But in terms of like some of the cinematography in this, and I think it's something that only horror movies can do, is just capture a scene in such a way that other movies just don't really do. So there's certain angles and certain shots that are just absolutely stunning and really add to the tension and to the just the horror of it all, essentially. And you know, you even see it in the trailer, one of the characters ends up like drinking hot candle wax and you're just there wriggling in your seat. So it's more of like a cinematic experience as opposed to, you know, you're just sitting there watching a movie. So okay. I think it's one that people should go see in the cinema and experience in a group of people who are all screaming and, you know, crying in their seats, because that's what the fun is.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.